So I was actually running a little late, so I was like nervous, and I was like just trying to think, like, what's a good line to start with when you're late? So the Kutzker said, it's always late, but it's never too late. But then I saw Rabbi Shabtai, went a little over, so I still want to use the line. Our learning should be in Tzchus for the memory of Rabbi Shimon ben Rav Yosef. Thank you so much to Remax and Mark Rosenberg for sponsoring this week. The tzava usually always falls out with Purim. You know, in a leap year, it falls out with tzav. So it's very easy to remember. Tzav, tzav. Those are the parshas of Purim. So there's a lot of Purim Torah. We're not going to talk about Purim per se. We're going to talk about a theme that I really think is a theme that's really throughout the tzava, and really is connected to really Adar, Zion Adar, and also Purim as well. As we've done in the past, we'll try to hopefully connect it and try to say something over at the Shabbos table. Here we go. Page number two is the Mishkan Betzala. We've quoted the Mishkan Betzala before. Mishkan Betzala, Betzala Rodinsky Shlita, who we had the schuss of having in our kol, I believe, 2 years ago. And he writes in the Parsha, the Medrash tells us the following thing. Va'atet Tetzavas B'nei Yisrael, the Medrash tells us, Hadu Dechsiv, Zayis Ra'anon Yofes Pri Ta'ar Kara Hashem Shimcha Ma Zayis Has a kochin osav achach nosen shmeno. If Yisrael kochin osav achach nosen shmeno, so just like you have an olive, you pound out an olive for the oil to come out. So too by a Jew, you pound them out a little bit for the oil to come out. And he says the Medrash, you think the Medrash says something good, but lamaisa, it's looking, making us not really look great. Rotzal omar, rotzal tari gedusha shabanei so masayin the chayra big nusan. She kochin osav, you have to hit them. Just like you squeeze out oil out of an olive, you have to squeeze out a Jew's neshama. What's going on over here? That's olive from the Mishkan Mitzal. Beis for the Mishkan Mitzal. Berdinsky writes, he quotes the Baal Turm on the bottom. Pasuk says, "V'nishma kolo b'vol al kodesh." When Aaron would come out, they would hear, right? They would hear those bells. They would hear the bells. So the Baal Turm does two things. What does the Baal Turm do? The Baal Turm usually night gives you a crazy gematrius, or the Baal Turm will tell you, "Oh yeah." V'nishma, but there's two other places in Tanakh that V'nishma is, which is very interesting because there was no Bar Ilan or whatever, you know. So the ma'aseh, you have to have Torah at your fingertips, like it is your tips, you know, it's like your whole essence. It says, by the way, V'nishma is found in two other places. V'nishma is Nas V'nishma. And turning over to page 3, also in Megillas Esther, V'nishma Piskam HaMelech, right? So he says, what's the kesh of all these three things? So he says, such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful insight. And I think this is really the catapult for at least for me to be able to, you know, try to give over this whole theme tonight. You know, it's such a beautiful thing. Let's say that idea outside and let's say the inside. We know that the Rambam tells us when someone does not want to give their wife a get, Rechman Atzlan, it happens too often. So the Rambam says in the second, right in the middle of the page, it says there Hilchos Gerushin at the end of Perek Beis. You get a couple of guys with some bats. I think a guy in Muncie last year or 2 years ago got arrested. I think we talked about this. And you get him to go. until he says that I want to give. It's good. And the Rambam says that they get works. And all this Rambam asks, including the Ksav Sofer, says at the end of the day, how could this be? How could this work? How could that be a good get? Your only reason why he's saying he wants to give the get is because you're basically forcing him. So he says a beautiful insight. He says, and this is the whole insight from the Mishkan Mitzal. He says, and he explains it in a different way also. He says that a Jew's neshama always wants to do good. A Jew's neshama is good. What happens? We're going to quote it in a few pages. The Gemara Brachas tells us the Yitzhar gets in our way. The Shibin Machis gets in our way. When you get out down to a Jew's core, you bat him down to the oil, to the olive, to the mamish, get down to the oil. Rotsa'ani, he's not saying Rotsa'ani because he's getting hit. Rotsa'ani, I mean, he's getting, you think that's what he said, but Rotsa'ani means right down thing. Deep, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing. Every Jew's neshama is that. He says that's what V'nishma is. V'nishma Piskam HaMelech. What does that refer to in the Megillah? I didn't even realize. Look up. V'nishma Piskam HaMelech. Piskam refers to the letter. I feel like in Amar, I didn't even look up this pasuk. I should have looked up the pasuk.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to look it up. But Pasha Banas of Anishma, it makes sense. And Pasha right here, the Kodesh Kadasha makes sense. Venishma, the whole essence is that a Jew's neshama wants to do good. And look at what he writes in the middle of the page. He quotes the Shita Mikubetzitz. He quotes the Shita Mikubetzitz from the Gemara Menachos. He said, Obi Kacham Shalach Olas Amidina Sayam, Veshilach Ima Nechasim Karban Mishalom, Veimlav Karban Mishal Tzibor. Why can't you force him to bring him the nesachim from himself? He says that only by a Jew can you force. About akum ink feel akum, you can't force an akum. The Shita Mikubetzitz doesn't answer why. Why can't you force an akum to bring the nesachim as well? Says Iksav Sofer, because at the end of the day, the panemius of an akum is not the panemius of a Jew. The inner essence of someone who is a non-Jew is not the inner essence of a Jew. Pasha, they might look the same, might act the same, but a Jew has a neshama. A Jew has a chelak elokam imal mamish, says the Baal Tanya. And that's what he says over here. That's why it's compared to a zayas. Zayas is not a bad thing, zayas is a beautiful thing. Sometimes you have to push it out, to squeeze it out. Sometimes it takes to take off the glasses and stop looking at the negative in people and finding the good within them. If you go to page 4, Rav Shor explains this concept again. In a beautiful way, they saw they had this trip up to New York this week. Some chever from the shul in Boca, they went up to see a lot of Rabbanim, Rav Waxman, Rav Yeager, and Rav Weinberger. So yeah, they had to see Rav Shor also. So it got me very inspired, and I took out Rav Shor off the shelf. So Rav Shor quotes on the left side. He quotes the Likutei Torah. Likutei Torah was the Baal HaTanya's Perish on the Torah. And he writes, he says, what's going on by the Urim V'Tumim? That the Shifted Ka had to be on the Avonim. The names had to be on the Avonim seems to be like a little perplexing. Maybe it's Shtigo Gaivadish. What's going on? A little Gaivadik, what's going on over here? She says, no, every Jew has Kedusha within them. And when you put that Shevet on the, when you put that Shevet's name on the Choshen, you put it on the Urim V'Tumim, it's Kedusha going to Kedusha. It's holy. It's not in a Gavitik way. It's mamish so pure. It took on the left hand side on the top. The Zemivar on the middle. The Zemivar the Kudei Torah Mashahayu Ksuvim Shmos Hashifte Kal Al Avonim Kol Evan Hayagavon Acheres. Everyone is a different type of thing, different type of rock. Ki Kol Echad Meyashvatim Haylo Shar Acher B'Darkei Hashem Yisbar. Everyone had their own way. But Yisachar had his way. Yisrael had his way. To show you that when you do good, you're pure. When you don't good, you're not pure. But every Jew at their core is pure. And this is the main paragraph that I just wanted to get to. The light of the Shvatim. Every one of us, every Jew, has the Kedusha, has the holiness of every shevet, besoch kol echad tomon or mufla, we each and every one of us have a light within us. We all have that ur mitum within each and every one of us. Sometimes you feel like a rock. I don't know if this ever happened to you. I get to the kotel and I feel absolutely nothing. Not nothing. I want to leave. It happens to me. I would say half the time when I go to the kotel, half the time. Half the time I'm like pumped, and half the time it happens to me also when I go to the Bava Trebizol. Like, I'm so excited when I get there, I just feel nothing. And it's very normal. It's very normal. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. You feel very far from Hashem. It says ashore. Even in those times of farness, to know that your mamash down deep, you're so close. V'tzarech l'das, ki tachas leiv ha'evin, below the stone rock, your heart of stone, Shalom Munach or Shal Shvatim Shiori Imanu Tochagos Hochikosh Meira Filu Imanoch Allah Evan Domin. It looks like it's silent. It looks like it's quiet. At the end of the day, the Jews and Hashem is mamish on fire. Okay, sometimes it's not on fire. On fire. You know, at the end of the day, we can't. Oh, Hashem doesn't expect us to always be living at a tish or living at Ne'ilah. We take those Ne'ilah moments to get us going. We take the Shabbos to get us going. But even if there could be a mincha on a Thursday and a mincha on a Tuesday, we don't feel it. Okay, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean what we're doing is not special. Each and every one of us have that neshama to be able to tap into. And I think specifically, this is why Purim is always around these parshios. Tetzavo, maybe we'll talk about Tzav as well. If you look on page 5 and 6, we've quoted from before, I literally can't put the sefer down. The sefer called Vayoshar HaMelech, Rabbi Avram C. Kluger of Beit Shemesh. He's a tremendous, tremendous goon. He's my Rebbe's Rebbe, so he's my Rebbe. Rav Judah Michel's Rebbe. And he writes a beautiful yisod. He writes that, what's going on over here, by if you looked at the Suda, right, the Gemara tells us in Megillah that Mordechai was at the Suda. But not only was Mordechai at the Suda, what was Mordechai doing at the Suda? He's giving out drinks. He's handing out food. What's Peshat? Mordechai is going to the Suda? So he has this whole yisod, a beautiful yisod. And Mordechai went to the Suda. And I think Chazal tell us to be able to give, he was there to give and make sure they had kosher food. It was Shabbos. Shabbos. They started at Shabbos. But Mordechai was there to tell them, even when they were, even at the end of the day, they were, what were they celebrating? They're celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to remember who they were. To remember, at the end of the day, you might not be doing the best things right now, but no, remember your penimis. Remember who you are. And he quotes on the left hand side. V'zeh sod mishte hayayin b'purim. This is exactly why we have yayin on Purim. Shemiskala penimis harachon shaklai Yisrael. To reveal the inner essence of a Jew's desire. Shebe'emes b'pnimius retzonim rach b'tov. We want to do good. Our inner essence is what we want to do good. But sometimes we get caught up in the Achashverishes of 2019, the Achashverishes of the world. V'gam kasher nenu misurosa she'achashverosh. Even when you're doing the sin. She'oz iskala etzlam koch p'nimius haratzim. Be'koyach Mordechai Yehudi v'zeh lasos kerotzon ish v'ish. Right, the Gemara, I believe, darshes that out. Ish v'ish, there's that ish was Haman, ish was Mordechai. What does that mean? Ratzon. He said, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos there. Right, the Gemara Brachos, famous Brachos from Rav Alexandria. Brachos in Zayin and Maralf. Ribon Olam, Master of the World. Galuv Yadul Fenecha Shiratzinu Lasos Ratzoncha. You know, and I know that every Jew's desire is to do your good, to do your will, to do your desire. Umi Ma'akev Sor Shabisa V'Shibet Malchius. It's the Yitzhahara, Rashi says, Sor Shabisa. Right? It's not just Sor Shabisa. It doesn't mean to refer to the leaven. Rashi quotes there, it's the Yitzhahara. And the hardship of Gullus. Of Jews who were getting slaughtered last Thursday just for going to the zoo to take some time is getting slaughtered. Yirotzom lefanecha shetatzilinam yad v'nash v'latzot chukye ritzoncha b'lev of shalom. Should be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should save them from our hands, be able to do your heart, to do your will in a full way. I think the Kutzker said that no Jew ever does an Avera l'shma. I think that Rav Weinberg said that. Everyone who does an Avera, it's because that little Ruach Shtos, like the Gemara in Sota tells us, got them involved. Like the Gemara Brachos from later on in the Masechta. I believe it's Daf Lamed Beis. I'm learning Brachos right now, so I'm in Mamish in Brachos mode. This is for next Shabbos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Gemara. So the Rebbeinu Shom, you give him all this gold and silver. What do you expect him to do? Not build an Egel Azov? And what does the Gemara say, the Mashal? It's like giving a kid, a 17-year-old kid, $1,000 and putting him in front of a brothel. What do you think? He's not going to go sin? Mm-hmm. And what does Gemara say?
Ma yasa haben v'lo yechta.
At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with Moshe. He agrees with Moshe. Moshe, you're right. Vayomer Hashem salachti kivarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you have a good point. You have good eyes. You're defending Klal Yisrael. Not just not mecheni na mesifrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the good within every Jew. And Mordechai, and Moshe, by the way, it's brought down, I forgot who says this. If you ask me for a source, I'll look it up. Moshe and Mordechai their neshamas were very connected. I can send you a shiur or two that I gave a couple years ago. I can't tell you. It's all based on Torah from the Shri Pinchas. But Moshe and Mordechai were mamish. The neshamas are connected, but the leaders, they're everything. Each one of them, they're nevis in the same way, but they have the ability to be able to see within, to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu take eyes. Rabbi Hashem, you gave them the gold. How are they supposed not to sin? Rabbi Hashem, you're giving us this Yetzirah of the internet in 2019? How are the Jews supposed not to sin? They didn't have this 19, like my Rabbi Weinberger said a few weeks ago. He said, what one Jew sees in 1 hour of living in 2019, Kal V'chomer in Boca Raton, my father didn't see his whole life in Ungvar, in Europe. In his whole life. So at the end of the day, you know at the end of the day we want to do good. And what happens? We get caught up. But to know down deep that we want to do good. And he quotes on the bottom from the Imre Noam. What does this mean, Kedas? Chakuk amatzicho shal Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, shavoroso legalos penima she Yisrael, filim kara mashikara v'nafa b'chiroso, even if they fell, even if they did the wrong thing, Mordechai comes and tells us and reminds us who we are. Mordechai comes and tells us at the end of the day to remember where you come from. Now there's a story that they always say before Yom Noram, but I think it applies here as well. There was a guy who got very, very wealthy very quickly. It's in one of these touched by the story books, right? You know, so it's called, I think, The White Flag. Story goes is that this Jew got very wealthy very quickly, and he got married, and what happened? Well, he left his mishpacha. He didn't know anything to do with his parents. He wanted zero to do with anything. And he went off to town, and he was very successful in his business. And slowly but surely, you know how it goes. He was losing his Yiddishkeit, and Amaisa, his wife left him, the kids left him, everything left him. He got involved in the Shibud Malchus. He got involved in the Sor Shibisa. And at the end of the day, even though he lost his family, he lost his kids, and then he lost his Parnassah too. He was so embarrassed. I mean, I'm assuming it probably took months. This wasn't just a one-time event. What happened was is that he sent a letter to his parents. And he sent a letter to his parents and he told them, he said, at the end of the day, what I've done to you is completely wrong. And I'm just letting you know, I'm coming on a train. And I just want to let you, if you're going to take me back, I would love to come back home. The guy being in his maybe early 30s, something like that. What happened was, he gets on the train, he's so nervous going back and forth, he's telling this guy next to him his whole life story. They're two exits away, he's Namish, he's sweating his eyes off, his head off. And he remembers that when he wrote the letter, he said, if you forgive me and if you take me home, maybe just come to the train station and bring like a white flag. Bring like a white flag and tell me that you're going to bring me home. So he finally gets to the train station, there's not a white flag there. There's hundreds of white flags there. And the parents, he gets off the train, and he starts his life again. And the story goes, and I truly think the lesson is that sometimes when we get so involved in our own narishkeit, but down deep, when push comes to shove, the white flags are always there. Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand is always there. We just have to get rid of all of that, all of the schmutz, all of the 2019, all of the galus. We have to get rid of the zayas, to remember who we are. But down deep, the oil, the neshama, to remember that we're B'nai HaMelech, to remember who we are. And that's what he writes on page 6. I don't have to say it over again. That's the whole board. Moving on to page 7. Page 7 is Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. I got this when I was in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago. Meimaram was the Talmud Mufok. Rabbi Brand's favorite Haggadah. They're going to use the Haggadah soon, Mitzvah Shem.
A lot of stuff.
What do you mean, a lot of stuff?
You took a lot of stuff in it.
I got a lot of stuff, Baruch Hashem. I'll tell you what happened. My wife, I knew that going to Eretz Yisrael that I was going to get a lot. Not a lot, but I came back with, I left with a little. Because if you have to have a haroyos, that's a nolad. I had my eyes on the prize. And I've done this a few times. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you got to have a wheelie. Because you put the svarim on your baggage, it's gonna weigh down. But Lamaisa, one time I got to El Al and they weighed my wheelie. So that was Shalom Bayis wasn't pasha that night. Taka, especially 1 a.m. But Baruch Hashem, thank God we had a lot of nisyonis, but we had a fourth bag that my wife's brother lives in Ramat Eshkol, so we had an empty bag. So. Siad Shmaya that we were bringing in, like gluten-free stuff, whatever. So Baruch Hashem, thank God. So he writes over here the Meimarim, Rav Cook's main Talmud. Rav Cook, just if anyone knows anything about Rav Cook, lived his entire life just trying to get the Chilonim to realize, like, I'm not looking to change you. I'm looking just for you to see how all the good you're doing, all the art and all the music, everything you're doing is so holy. Just use it in the right way. And the Chassidus Shevelt had their own tainas, and I'm not getting into that whole taina. The Meimarim says beautifully. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to look at Klal Yisrael after an eagle azov, after they had lost everything. And what happened? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He didn't throw them away. He put his life on the line for them. He was able to see at the end of the day. He was able to look at the good within them. Look at the bottom paragraph. Kumokin, Mizamitz Moshe al kol poichi Yisrael sheyachzur b'tshuva. Moshe encouraged every single Jew, even the ones who were poishim, to come back in tshuva. Dine b'tzikunim shepoishim sol, yeshem shnei ofanim l'tzikunim, oy deha onshim herbim b'hanorim sheyal yadim ismarakim. Either, there are two ways to come back. Either you get punished, yehenim kalav, yehenim kalim, Visha Gehenim Bal Gvul. Right? You try to get a guy to try to give him a little punishment, but we're not Bnei Gvul. Yisrael Inim Bal Gvul. We're not Gufim. We're not like the rest of the world. Or they could take it and never move on. Oh, they should yasu tshuva yasuvali lanu yirenu. To remember who they are, to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Paul Moshe Shpoish Yisrael Shia. The kuna idea tshuva loydach mino nidach afilu l'shav. He says when a Jew's on that journey back, maybe he was quote unquote off the derech. I hate that term. Hate it. Off the derech. Whose derech are you on? You never, like Rav Amigrit, my Rebbe said, you never sinned when you were a little kid. He told me, he said in a shir a few months ago, there was a certain yeshiva that didn't want to accept a certain kid. He was mamash crying in the shir. I don't know if you saw this clip. Rav Amigrit was mamash crying. He says, you're going to tell me when you were 18, 19 years old, you never messed up? So this kid, he messed up. So suddenly you're Mashiach over here. At the end of the day, who are we to be able to judge? To know that every single Jew has a chelek halacha mamash, that every Jew is always connected to their bonushom. He says such a beautiful lashon on page 8. He says the same way that Klai Yisrael is so connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klai Yisrael is connected to Shabbos. Os hay over there on the top. Moshe shu magala koch hakshuma koch ha'ovos mekadesh hasakol chidish hasamizmer shel yom ha'Shabbos. Gam who gila kiddush of the Shabbos, but olam kamor yisnach Moshe manos chokah. At the end of the day, he says that why was Moshe Rabbeinu the one who wrote Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos? Even though those of some say that it's Adam Rishon as well, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who understood that there's holiness and then there's also chol. The hichshi is chol yisol shiyul gam yom shkul Shabbos menuchan chay olamim ubezeh poal lahavi al chol yisol tshuvas emes. He was trying to bring them back. He saw the truma, right? He writes this connected to truma. He says that he saw the truma within every Jew. He saw the good within every Jew. There was chol, and there's kedusha. And I wrote it on the side over there. I forgot who says this, but if you look at the Rashi Tevas, Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos, it's Rashi Tevas to Moshe, and he inscribed it. You know, sometimes they have that for the Zmiras on Friday night. They also have that. Yeah, that's a remez that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. But this whole Indian, the whole Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Indian of Purim, the whole Indian of Tetzavos, to look within, it's very easy to find the negative. But our job. Our job is to look for the positive. Our job is to look for the good. Page 9 and 10, just to end off. Page 9 and 10 is my Rebbe Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, Rosh Hashiva in Rabbeinu Yisrael Elchanan, otherwise known as Yeshiva University. You know, I once went to Lakewood to buy some Sfarim. You know, the guy goes, so who's Yeshiva? Who are you in? I said, I go to Rabbeinu Yisrael Elchanan. So he smiled at me. He said, why you? So I said, yeah. So like, you have to know, I was just trying to say, he's like, why you's good too? Okay, it's okay. I'm just trying to talk the lingo over here. He's like, I know, the chaver comes. Don't worry. I don't know, for some reason, the outside world thinks like, why you's trif? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Then they're talking about the Rav, they're calling him by his first name. It mamish bothers me, but it's not for now, especially because I'm recording. Not for now. Okay. He's like, whatever. Don't get me started here. Get me started, and like we'll talk about it maybe Tisha B'av Chas Hashem, hopefully in Eretz Yisrael. The Chisa Anen HaKetoris is a Kaporis. The Torah, the Kliyakar, is a beautiful idea. And this is the fifth and final idea. The Kliyakar tells us that the Ketoris was a Kapora for the Neshama. Right? If you look in Vayikra Tezayin, you give him Chisa Anen HaKetoris is a Kaporis. L'Rames, Shagam L'mal Yesh Anen Me'ashen HaKetoris is the Mora Al Chelek Al Neshama. So he says over there, at the end of the day, the Ketoris, we know the Ketoris had a certain smell, otherwise known as one part of the spice was an awful spice. Anyone know what it was called?
Yeah, it was
called chelbana. Chelbana was smelled terrible, and without the chelbana, the Torah is puzzle. Yeah. So all this from right, the chelbana Jews, the Jews who feel like they're nothing. That's part of the Torah, because the Torah, you can't have the Torah without the chelbana. You can't have Klai Yisrael without the chelbana. Look what he says at the bottom over here. He connected to Tzaba. Medrash Tanchuma. Simon quotes the Medrash in this week's parsha. Medrash Tanchuma Os Yudalet. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol HaKarbonos Shatem Makriven. And all the Karbonos you bring to me. In Chavav Alai Kiktoris. The number one, the best one, is the Kiktoris. Teda Shekol HaKarbonos Kulon Letzarchem Shal Yisro. All other Karbonos, they're for your own needs. Keitza Lachatas. Haisa Ba'al Chet. The Hashem Kin. Ha'ole ba'ahur alev, Hashem enim ban ala kapara. Like all these different things come for yourself with different types of sins. Shehein ban al mitzvah ase. The different things that you should have done, things you shouldn't have done. Aval haktores, but the ketores ein aba lo ala chit v'lo ha ava v'lo hashem el ala simcha. He says the ketores is brought not for any type of sin, not a chit or ava or hashem, but the ketores of the measures is brought for simcha. He says, okay, it's a great, it's a very nice idea, Medrash, but what's the connection of Ketores and Simcha? This will really work well for Purim Takap. Okay, we'll use it for next year, Medrash Shemini Yerushalayim. He goes to Gemara in Mawikatan, Odes, Chanukas, Amikdash, Chagiyas, Chag, Sukkos, Sh'ach, Amikan, Chazu, Lebezam, Smechem, Tovei Lev, right? The Gemara says over there, right. I believe when they come home, they would be very, very happy when they left the Beis Amikdash and they come home. The Gemara says there, why were they so happy? They were happy because they enjoyed, right, shenenu. Ooh, that same lashon of shenenu miziv from the suda of Achashverosh. They were nene from the ziv Ashchina. Before you get to their pam, it just reminded me from the Rishna. The Rishna said, every Jew wants to feel something. We have part of God within us. If we're not going to get the geshmak in Yiddishkeit, we're going to go look for the geshmak in Achashverosh. By the suit of Achashverosh. We can't not, a Jew can't stay parav. He can't stay parav. We have part of God. I'm watching the kids in school, I'm watching my own high schoolers in New York, here in Florida. A Jew, a kid who's not connected to Shabbos, is going to look for things Motzei Shabbos. It's Pashut. It's Pashut. If a Jew's neshama is not connected, the neshama is going to go look for other places. When it's not connected to the Shechina, it's connected to the suit of Achashverosh. That's what the Rishner said. The Hiksha, now back inside, sorry for about that little parenthetical note. Kotzer of Pam, the Sefer Atar Lamelech. Minayin yodu chazal shasimcha b'chazaros on the basis of ha'izim mishum shenayinu mizib Shechina. How are chazal so convinced? They're so convinced that the reason why they're happy is because they saw the Shechina. Maybe they're happy because they got a nice meal at Burger's Bar or Cafe Rimon. I just can't believe it. Meiron, I was in Meiron. Maybe that's why I mixed it up. Say Moistios. That's a great place in Ramat Ashkol called Entrecot. Ooh, it's Chashav. And you're holding Entrecot? It's Chashav Zach. Ooh, wow. And across the street from Entrecot, you wouldn't think it would be a kosher Haredi place. You know what the name of the restaurant is called? Rodriguez. Chashav. Rodriguez, like Lopez. Where'd you go for dinner tonight? Rodriguez. A-Rod? A-Rod owns it? I didn't see A-Rod there. Very, very interesting, Rodriguez. And it was packed. It was like all Haredim. It was, I'm not holding by Rodriguez yet. Mitzvah. So he says, how are they so convinced from the Ziv Shechina? You made 14 days of just eating good. He says, very simple. A Jew's neshama can be very happy, get a geshmak meal, go to Butcher's Block tonight. It's geshmak for that half hour. Maybe he's not so geshmak for an hour later. But that's that ever shishmak. Ziv Ashchina, when you come home and you travel home from Yerushalayim, the only way that you're still happy with something is from spirituality. Because anything that's physical, anytime you have any type of gashmias simcha doesn't last. Like I said, it deflates. Like my Rebbe Moshe this week told the Chever who went up from Boca this week. It was a Super Bowl, a guy who won the Super Bowl on the Seahawks a few years ago, right? The Seahawks or the Seahawks won before they had the tremendous disaster. Oh, they lost. Didn't they lose both? Okay, I don't know. Whatever. There was a guy who won the Super Bowl, and they were asking him, okay, like, how's it feel? He's like, ask me in a few weeks. I'm like, it hasn't set in yet. And they asked him in a few weeks, how's it feel in the Super Bowl? I feel nothing. What happened? He retired, and now he's a mamish, a priest. The priest. He said, he probably lost a few years of his life every time he was tackling and backling whatever he was doing. But then for him to be able to realize that everything he was doing and everything in the culture of America is all about that Super Bowl, and it got deflated because simcha, true simcha, is not something that is, it's physical, it's gosh, but true simcha, how are they home? Because pashut. Ruchni is simcha less. And that's what he says over there. Lazos came and shamar chazash. Simcha nishar zafilu keshchazur lebeisam zeraya shaykan simcha ruchnis. How do I know that at the end when they got home it was a simcha? It was a spiritual because only ruchnis simcha keles kirak simcha gazu nishar zasman arav. That's the whole inyan of the ketores. Kim achash sheikir inyan haketores lahavi letaras and neshama. Right, the ikir of the ketores or to purify the neshama, at the end of the day, some of us we get so caught up in the chalbanus, but at the end of the, for the ketoris purifies everything, but only to realize that it comes from true simcha. That's what gives us true simcha, is when we wipe ourselves off. Right. That's why the day after Yom Kippur, it's a shmach. Right after Kippur, it's like I'm just like you're shtickle hungry, but you just feel so clean, you feel so pure. It's like Motzei Shabbos. You feel so pure. What? Grind the mitzvahs. Go build the sukkah, the Medrash says. Now Mishlo feels so pure. Go. Lechachol basimcha. And he says over here, this is the whole avoda. The whole avoda of the Yitzhahara is to make us not feel good about ourselves. To look for the negative and to not be basimcha. On page 10, he quotes the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. He says that he's an inical from Alexander. And he quotes the Goyen HaKadosh, Rabbi Reb Shraga Feivel Migritza. He says that one time he once came to the Chayz Lublin. And the pasuk says, "V'lo shasu ish eidav alav ve'yisablu." Right, no man drank, and they sat shiva. They were ve'yisablu. They mourned. I think this is referring to next week's parsha. He says, "What's the ikar by a chait? What's the yitzhar's biggest avoda by a chait? It's not the chait itself. What's the yitzhar's biggest avoda? It's the post chait. Like I was giving a test today, a kid didn't do so well. And he had a sad face on his face. I said, Chas v'shalom. You didn't do well on a test? That's fine. I don't care about that. I care much more how you feel after the test. I got that from a Blazer Geldzahl. A Blazer told his students, I don't care how you feel about a test. You didn't do good? Okay. I feel I'm going to be very upset if you get upset about yourself. Because that's what you're letting the Yitzhahara win. And it's Yikra Achid, Hayimash, Hayimis Abim Achar Achid, Vahochim Ma'atzvus, Veloshasu Ish Adav Elav, Hainish Lo Samuel Alev. At the end of the day, you start feeling bad for yourself. No. You're in the Shem. Okay, you messed up. You went to the Suda of Achashverosh. You went to the Suda of the Sheba Malchus, but at the end of the day, to know you're in a Shema, to know at the end of the day you're good, you are a good person, you are a Jew. You can't go Kami Mamamish. I just revealed and end with a Maisa. We started off with the line from the Kutzker about being late, but it's never too late. We started off, then we went to the first idea for the Mishka Matzah. Berdinsky said, "May just tell us we're like a Zayas. You have to pound it out." Seems to me like that's a very bad thing. Why is that a good thing? And this is the Baal term, Benishma, the three times by the Megillah. You have to look it up, what that's referring to. Benishma, and here Benishma, what's going on? So he quoted this whole idea from the Ksav Sofer, this whole idea from the Shita Mekubetzis, that at the end of the day, a Jew's neshama and a non-Jew's neshama are two different worlds. Right? The Rambam, wrote to Oni, when you pound out that Jew to give him the get, he's not giving it because he's scared, he's giving it because that's what he really wants to do. He just needs that little encouragement in physical ways. Don't try that at home. Number two, we said from Rav Shor. Rav Shor quoted from the Likutei Torah from Rav Baal Tanya that each one of us have that Urim and Tumim within us. We have to remember each and every one, even when we feel it, even when we don't feel it, to remember the Urim and Tumim within us. We said the third idea, Rav Kluger said, why did Mordechai go to that Suda? Because he wanted to tell them that even though you might be celebrating the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash right now, you're doing kosher food, even if it's going to be on Shabbos, right? At the end of the day, we wanted to be able to do your will. But Shbaruch, to know, we got caught up with things. But at the end of the day, we know our panemius is directed to you. The fourth idea we quoted from the Marom, that Moshe Rabbeinu had those glasses of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is, he could have very easily come down from that mountain next Shabbos. Could very easily come down from that mountain and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me a new nation. But he's a true leader. He said, no, it's me with them or I'm gone. He was able to see at the end of the day, a Jew's neshama is always connected. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the day we turn off the rest of the week. And say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm connected to you. I don't know what happened the whole week. I'm connected to you. And that's why Moshe wrote Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Rav Simon quoted the Kliyakar. The Kliyakar told us the Ketoris is the Kapara for the Neshama. We had this well beautiful idea. Why Dafka, the Medrash tells us that the Ketoris is makes the Kadosh Baruch Hu the most happy. Because he says the Ketoris is for the Ikar, the Simcha. And the Ikar Simcha is not, says Rav Pam, it's not just the... It's not physical. How do Chazal know that Gemara Moikata and Tesam and Alf that they were so happy because of the Zivah Shechina? Because if they got home, by the time they went to the bathroom a few times, they weren't so happy about the food. The reason they were happy is because their spirituality, that's what went with them. They remember their neshama. They remember that they're a Kedosh Baruch Hu. Remember the neshama. They're not a goof with the neshama. They remember their neshama with a goof. They say story of the Mittler Rebbe. Weinberger quoted this a few times. Mittler Rebbe was once... once eating dinner, and it's known that the Mittler Rebbe was not someone who ate a lot. And the Gabbai and the Rebbetzin would always be very worried that he could get pretty ill when he wouldn't eat. So they would basically, like a little kid, they would say, you have to eat. And they saw that the Rebbe was taking a spoon, and he was like going around with the noodles, you know, sometimes, you know, and looking for those noodles. He's looking. And the guy looks at the middle Rebbe, and he tells him the following. He said, Rebbe, it's much better when he said it in Yiddish. The noodles are at the bottom. The noodles are at the bottom. You have to look a little deeper. So another Rebbe is in the middle of who knows where his head is. And he looks up and he says, ah. And then he makes a bracha. He says, that's the vote of a Jew. Sometimes you have to just look a little deeper. We have family, we have friends. Maybe they might look like they're at the suda, they're enjoying the suda of Achashverosh. But every Jew is at mamash at the suda of the Shechina. Every Jew is at the suda of the Rabbanu Shem. Sometimes you have to look a little deeper. He's telling the Gabbai, you're telling me to look for the noodles. I'm also telling you that the avoda is to always look for the noodles, look for the chelik, look for the zayis, look for the olive, look for the neshama within everyone. That's why we have the whole avoda of drinking. The avoda of drinking on Purim, mamash get to that place, to strip ourselves all the way from the guf, from all of the maich, from all the thoughts, and our true essence should come out. Shmizoch Be'ez Hashem, to truly understand this message and live by it and spread it, Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zocher to have not only Purim Katan in Eretz Yisrael, but also Purim Sheni in Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh, Be'ez Hashem. Shabbos.